A Tale to Tell. What do you want to be when you grow up? It's a popular question to ask children about their future dreams. But for some, it is difficult to answer. Also, if you don't become what you imagined, it can feel like giving up on your dreams. However, there is another interesting way to think how your life will be. Have you ever read an obituary? An obituary is the story of someone's life after they have died. You find them in newspapers. They talk about when the person was born and died, what their family was like, and the things they did. Of course, people dying is sad, but the stories they can leave can be wonderful. It can show the efforts, success, and failures of someone's full life journey. It also shows us their importance to other people and whether they were serious, funny, or caring. The best part about obituaries is that they can give us inspiration to make our life interesting and meaningful. Not only by wanting to match the achievements of others, but avoiding their difficulties too. Ask yourself, would I enjoy reading my own life story? If not, how can you change or enrich it? If you focus on leading your life as leaving a good story when you die, I think you will be able to make better choices. Not only will you seek adventure, but you'll be more confident to cut back boring chapters. You might have courage to live life differently from more regular scripts. Being the hero of your own story doesn't only mean success. It means how you manage hardships, inspire the people around you, and enjoy it all. You can also use characters from stories you like to guide you on the way. Now, if I had to think of a phrase I would be remembered by, I would like it to say,
あなた自身を印象付ける英語のフレーズをここに入れてください。